Right eye dominant.
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 This is the Right Eye Dominant Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Right Eye Dominant Podcast. I am your host, Nick Toro Jr. On today's episode, I'll be flying solo. That means no guests and no interviews. Instead, I'm going to jump into a subject matter that is pretty personal for me and also pretty timely for me. And it's all about showing your work. Now, I'm talking about this today because I just wrapped up preparing and having an opening for a one-person show here in Albuquerque of my photographs. And so I had been working a long time on this project, and at the end, it was just this rush of excitement and anxiety and stress and fear and trepidation, and then ultimately joy, planning and prepping and then launching this show. So I thought it might be a good idea to talk to you about the idea of showing your work. And I want to talk about not only why we do it, but how we do it, and figuring out if it's worth it for you to do it for yourself. And I'm going to use my personal experience as sort of a backdrop for this discussion, but I'll also talk in general terms of what you could do if you're looking to get your work in front of an audience. And that runs the gamut from having a simple online presence all the way up to having your grand premiere at the Museum of Modern Art. Hey, a fella can dream, can he? In any event, that's where I'd like to go with this discussion today. So without further ado, thanks for joining me. Let's talk about showing your work. Okay, so I'm talking about showing your work, and this discussion is primarily focused on visual arts, obviously photography, but also this, I think, can apply in different ways to if you're a musician or a writer, performing artist, a dancer. All of these concepts are really about getting yourself and your work, the way you express yourself, in front of an audience. And so, why show your work? I think that that's a really important question that we need to ask ourselves before we go down this path of seeking a venue or an outlet to show our visual artwork. And when I'm thinking about the whys involved, many things come to mind. First one, of course, is ego. Are you driven by your ego when you're making your work? Or when you're deciding to show your work? Do you want admiration? Do you want accolades, recognition? There's nothing wrong with wanting those things. And oftentimes, if we're honest with ourselves, those are driving factors of why we want to show our work in the first place. So I think it's good just to give yourself some time and focus on your ego and where that comes into play when you're trying to decide if you want to show your work in public. Are you doing it for money? I hope you're not doing it for money, because chances are you're not going to make much, if anything. And that, through my experience and through a lot of reading and conversations with other artists, that is the truth of the matter. We all want to sell our work. We all want to create something of value and then get some validation when somebody buys it from you. Again, there's nothing wrong with wanting that, but is that the driving motivation for you to show your work? If it is, I think you need to temper your expectations. And I think the thing that comes into play here is also, what is a good price for your artwork? And that's something that is a gray area at best for a lot of artists. Certainly, if you're working independently and you're not represented by a gallery, trying to figure out what to charge for your final artwork is, I think, in a lot of ways, just sort of rolling the dice. There are formulas that you can use as far as cost for materials and framing and the time involved in producing the work or prepping it for display. But also, you have to take into consideration, are you a known artist? Are you unknown? Do you have a following? Do you have collectors who already own your work and are ready to buy something new that you're about to put out? Or are you unknown and just, you know, dipping your feet in the display world and have no real idea of the value of your work? It's a tricky situation, and you really do need to put some time and thought into it. And as far as I'm concerned, I think you at least have to recoup the material costs for producing the work and framing it. And if you're renting a space to display it, you need to factor that in as well. Never mind the maybe days or months or years that it's taking you to actually produce the work. So if you're hoping to make money showing your work, again, good luck with that. It's not my prime motivation, and if I do sell anything, it's always a nice, pleasant surprise. Are you showing your work for exposure? That's a good reason to show your work, and that applies whether you're in a group show or you're showing your work in a coffee shop or in a group show at a gallery or any other means of getting your work and your name in front of a larger audience. Is what I would consider exposure. And there's nothing wrong with that being a motivation to have a show or to show your work in public. Certainly, if you are hoping to have a long, and I don't want to say career, because I don't consider making art a career, but if you want to be around for a while as an artist and get your work in front of people, exposure is critical to making that happen. So nothing wrong with seeking exposure. I think ultimately what we want to do is fulfill the process or complete the process. And what I mean by that is any time we are making something tangible, a work of art, a photograph, a painting, a sculpture, it is in some ways a fulfilling of the process that we get it in front of other people and they see it and they react to it, and whether they understand it or not, or whether they like it or not, or certainly whether they buy it or not, is ultimately secondary to the fact that you are completing this artistic process. You had a thought, you had an approach, you created something, and now you want to get it in front of somebody else to finish this circle. And I know there's the old adage of, if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a sound? You could also apply that to your artwork. Well, if you're going through the whole process of making something and then you're not showing it to other people, is it actually complete? And I think that is ultimately a really good reason to show your work. Okay, so we just went over why you may want to show your work. So now let's talk about the hows. How do you show your work? And that's tied to where do you show your work. But first of all, how do you show your work? The first question I want to ask you is, how much money do you have to lose? I'm not being facetious when I ask this. This is a realistic way of looking at showing your work. If you need to print your work, if you need to frame your work, if you need to promote your show, if you need to, I don't know, rent a space to hang a show, all of that costs you, and you need to be realistic about the fact that all of these costs that you put in to showing your work, you very well may not recoup that. Even artists who are represented by galleries know this is the truth. The work of creating your artwork takes time and takes money. Material costs, studio space, travel, that all costs money. Are you going to try to recoup that if you're having a show and selling your work? You need to print your work, you need to frame your work. If you are represented by a gallery, there's a good chance that they will not foot the bill for your printing or framing. And then if you figure out how many pieces are in a show and how much those pieces are going to sell for and how much the percentage is that the gallery is going to take, if that sells, how many pieces in that show are you going to need to sell just to break even the money that you invested in creating this show? I don't want to rain on anybody's parade, but this is the reality, and this is something that needs to be thought about when you're pursuing a show for your work. So going back to the costs and the money, you can look at ways of minimizing your costs for display. And quite honestly, if you could get your hands on a video projector that could hook up to your laptop computer that hopefully you already own, you can project images onto a white surface, and whether that is outside on the street, on the side of a building at night, or in a public space on a white wall, or it could be in a gallery or a coffee shop or, you know, a bookstore or anywhere really, that is minimizing the investment to get your images in front of an audience. And if you want to define showing your work in very broad terms, I would say that's showing your work. But let's take it a step further. Maybe you want something a little bit more permanent. You don't want something that's dependent on nighttime, electricity, a projector, technology, and you actually want to have something printed and put on display. You could start very easily by getting a bunch of your images together and going to Kinko's and getting some 8.5 by 11s or 11 by 17s printed up relatively inexpensively, and then just pin them around town, and there you go, you're showing your work. I think in a lot of ways, that's a great way to get your work out into the world with low stakes, really. The cost involved is pretty low as far as getting printed. And depending on where you hang these prints, you do need to be careful if you're trespassing or flyering somewhere where there's clearly, it's not legal to do so. However, you know, if you walk around any town or city, you're going to see public spaces that have billboards in front of supermarkets or coffee shops or even utility poles. Or if you look around, there's just public places where you can hang flyers. And most of the time, people are using that for garage sales or lost pets. Why not use those spaces to show your artwork? And if you really want to help promote yourself, maybe put your social media handle on there, or better yet, your website address, and if someone likes your work, takes the flyer off the wall and then goes and visits your website, you're building your audience and you're doing it one person at a time, but you're also connecting with somebody in a very personal way, and it didn't cost you too much money. So we're going to take a step further now, and we're going to look at actually printing and framing your work and where that work can show up. As artists, I'm sure we have dreamed of having a show at a museum or at a fancy gallery in a big city like New York or Paris. Or perhaps you are so noteworthy that they show your work at the Museum of Modern Art or the Guggenheim or some fancy museum somewhere else. But the reality is those opportunities are so few and far between that I think as a practicing artist, you need to lower your expectations as to where you may show your work. Now, that doesn't mean those opportunities might not come your way, but I think that you work your way up to those unless you are one of the very few select artists who just burst onto the scene and are immediately embraced by the art establishment. I like to look at that as a nice fantasy to dream about. But the reality is that most of us are going to show our work in a much smaller venue. And I think there's, you know, things that you can do to take advantage of those opportunities and make the most of it, and never look at any opportunity to show your work as beneath you, because it's all a game of gradually stepping up, and eventually you'll be in a place where you'll look back and you'll say, well, I've come a long way in my art career. And whether that means you've got a one-person show, a small city art space, or someone at the Metropolitan is giving you a call and telling you they want to show your work. Let's be realistic. I think that there's plenty of venues that you could look into, especially when you're first starting out, of getting your work out in public. Obviously, there's bars, restaurants, and coffee shops that have a lot of wall space and are oftentimes open to showing new artists. Definitely, if you're working in a community, there's a coffee shop that I go to every week that shows artwork. And I'm sure that if I wanted to show my work there, they know my name, they know my face, I'm there all the time. I think it's one or two conversations that can get the ball rolling to get you an opportunity to show work in those spaces. And those are great places to try out this whole process of showing your work. If you haven't done it before, it's somewhat low stakes. Obviously, you're going to be showing your work in a public space, but it's also a venue that people just happen to be going to every day for a cup of coffee or lunch, and you just happen to have your artwork on the wall. So low stakes, that's what I mean by that. If you're afraid to do it yourself, get a bunch of people together and do a group show. That way, maybe your commitment is only 3, 4, 5 pictures each, and then you can fill up a coffee shop or restaurant walls with this work. The other good thing about that is that you could put pricing on those images, and you never know, somebody who could just be coming in and sitting under there at their table drinking a cup of coffee falls in love with your piece, gets in touch with you, and there you go, you've made a sale. So there are other spaces besides this route that you could go into. If you live in a decent-sized town or city, I'm sure there are public spaces that are either run by the city or run by the county that would give you an opportunity to show work. Oftentimes, public libraries are a venue for art exhibits. Administrative buildings for the city have spaces where perhaps you can show your work. These opportunities, you probably have to work channels within the city or county bureaucracy, and don't be surprised if there's a lot of red tape involved. However, most cities do maintain a public arts program, and I would challenge you to seek those out, because those are good opportunities. The spaces are usually pretty nice, and you also get the benefit of some promotion that ties in with the city programs that could get a larger audience to come and see your work. So check out public spaces, either town, city, or county run where you live. So the last outlet I'm going to talk about for your work is the commercial gallery and museum world. And as I alluded to a little bit earlier, this is a tough world to crack into. And the reality is that museums, I think you should really take that off your plate until you're well established and have not only built your name and built a following, and also have collectors or perhaps commercial gallery experience before you even think about getting your work into a museum. Now, the caveat there is, of course, local museums will often have local only shows or call for entries for group shows, or perhaps you may know somebody who works at the museum who might be able to come and visit your studio and see what you're up to. There are opportunities to show your work in museums, but I think as you're on this trajectory to get your work seen, that should be much further down the line for you. However, there are commercial galleries, and I know a number of peers who do show their work in commercial galleries. The idea behind a commercial gallery, obviously, is to sell artwork. And they will carry your artwork or show your art in their gallery if they see that there's the possibility that somebody will want to buy it. Now, that's all fine and good for someone who's got a signature style or someone who's built a reputation or already has a following. Oftentimes, though, some of us are doing work that doesn't necessarily fit a commercial gallery's focus. And that could be anything from not fitting the tastes or the whims of the gallery owner or their existing clientele. Or you may be doing work that is so far outside, out in left field, that it just doesn't have the kind of commercial appeal that other work has. The flip side of that is you may be doing work that is not sort of unique enough that it would stand out from many other artists already being represented. And then if you take into account how many inquiries a gallery probably gets on a daily basis of artists looking to show their work at that particular gallery, the competition is ruthless. And oftentimes, you know, there's something to be said about being persistent and getting your work in front of people and not taking no for an answer. But I think you need to be realistic of what your expectations are when you're putting out those cold call emails asking a gallery director to take some time and look at your work. All of that taken into account, there are lots of good guidelines online for dealing it with commercial gallery spaces. And I'll link to some of those resources in the show notes for this episode. I will say, though, that you may be better off just putting the time and the effort into building an online presence for your work. And here we get into the discussion of whether you're utilizing social media and the pros and cons of that. And there are many pros and cons. Certainly, there are lots of success stories attached to Instagram as far as photographers or artists selling artwork. However, you're utilizing a platform that you don't own, and therefore you are at the whims of a company who probably doesn't have your best interest in mind. I always lobby for you to have a website of your own. Maintaining a website of your own where you make the decision of what to show and how to show it is a great way to really curate your own work. The other benefit of that is that you can drive traffic to your website by leaving cards, business cards, or flyers on the counter at a photo lab or a bookstore or a coffee shop. And then you're driving people who are interested in your work to check out everything you have to offer on your website. And if you set up an e-commerce component on your website, you're selling directly to the customer. There's no middleman. There's no gallery. There's no one who's going to take a percentage of that sale. And I think that's the best way to really get your work in the hands of other people. Now, there's certainly other ways of getting your name and your work out in front of people. And whether that's online or in person, I think that this discussion needs to include these outlets. You can enter contests or competitions or call for entries. There are thousands of them that I see all the time online. Some of them, I think, are dubious only because they seem like they're cropping up from out of nowhere and may very well just be a money-making opportunity for the people who are sponsoring them. You need to be discerning when you're looking at these opportunities. Find out who the judges are. Find out where your work will be shown if it gets selected. What kind of exposure will you be getting for the entry fee that more often than not you will be spending to get your work even considered for these things? And the other thing that you need to think about is if I'm paying $25, $35 to enter 3-4 images in a competition, and it does get chosen, what is that going to lead to? There are so many competitions out there that even if you were selected first place, and let's say you got you know, exposure and a prize, some prize money or some kind of gift attached to that. Is it worth it for you to, let's say if you entered 10 of those at $35 a pop and you got into one of them, is the return on your investment worth it? I don't think that online competitions or call for entries are necessarily a bad thing. I personally have entered some of them. Oftentimes I feel like, well, I could stand to lose 20, 25 bucks if I know somebody noteworthy is judging the work, or if it's a publication or an institution that is reputable and has a large following, then I don't mind so much investing the money to enter these competitions. So I think, you know, buyer beware is definitely something that you need to consider when you're looking at those opportunities, and just do a little sniffing around the back before you spend your hard-earned money on entering something that might not give you a return on the investment. There are also portfolio reviews, and I know several people who have taken part in these portfolio reviews. Again, they're a huge investment. They cost money to enter just to get selected for a portfolio review in person. Then there's the money involved in traveling to show your work at these portfolio reviews. Never mind printing and having your work ready to show in a manner and a level of professionalism. That all costs money. And again, you need to weigh out, is it worth your time and money to take part in a portfolio review that may not yield anything other than you going through the motions of talking about your work? Now, that is a benefit of participating in a review. You should be able to talk about your own work, especially if you have the opportunity to talk to people who are decision makers, who work at museums, galleries, publications. These are obviously the venues that will get your work in front of decision makers and who are spending focused time assessing your artwork. However, I again need to stress that you need to be realistic about what your expectations are. Sometimes new talent will emerge from a portfolio review and you will see the work fairly quickly, but oftentimes it's a long game. Sometimes it requires attending multiple reviews over several years, meeting with the same people, the same institutions, showing a trajectory or development of your artwork. These are things that you have to take into account and also realize that it will take considerable time and money invested, perhaps before you see a good return and getting your work in front of more people. So, all of that being said, if we go back to the top and we ask ourselves, why do I want to show my work? We're artists, we're visual people. We want people to see what we're producing. And if we get an ego stroke or if we sell something, we get admiration or validation for our work. Perhaps that's the push that we need just to continue doing our work and investing the time and the money to get our work in front of more people. As I said, it's a long game, but ultimately, if we're creating work, we do want people to see it. And I think at the end of the day, that's reason alone why you'll want to figure out a way to get your work out into the world. So there you go, folks. My discussion all about showing your work in many different places, many different ways to do so. I hope this discussion has inspired you to explore options to show your own work out in the world. And there's nothing wrong with starting small and working your way up. As I said at the onset of this episode, I do have an exhibit of my photographs on display here in Albuquerque The show opened on May 5th and it runs through the end of June. And it'll be showing at Chatter, which is an art and performance space in downtown Albuquerque. I will have links to information about Chatter and where you can go to see the show in the show notes. And as I mentioned earlier, I'll also share links to resources online that will guide you to approaching commercial spaces, art spaces, and other calls for entry to get your work out in public. But rest assured, those aren't the only ways to do it, and I hope after listening to this episode, you're inspired to find your own path and get your work out in front of people in the way that is most comfortable for you. I would love to hear about it if you are motivated by this, or if you've had any personal experience showing your own work, I'd love to hear about it. Why not give me a shout? You can reach me via my website, righteyedominantpodcast.com. Scroll down to the way, way, way bottom. There's an area where you can enter questions or comments or give me feedback on what you've heard here. And lastly, if you're listening to this and you're enjoying what you're hearing, maybe you could leave me a review or a rating on the streaming platform of your choice. I would greatly appreciate that. It definitely helps get my podcast in front of a larger audience. Thank you for listening. This has been the Right Eye Dominant Podcast. I have been your host, Nick Toro Jr. And until next time, stay well.
This podcast has been a production of righteyedominant.art. The music for this episode has been brought to you by The Conant Project, Yazar, and The White Plate.